All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 11 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today's topic is all about this fear of sacrificing too much if we get a lot of clients. So how do we neutralize that? How do we make it easier so that we are not, killing ourselves, right? To have a lot of clients, but also to have the abundance that we want, right? To be able to have the world, have our lives be what we want them to be financially, but also within balance. Okay, let's do some tapping. Allow yourself to get centered, get present right here, right now. And we say thank you for this opportunity to let go of anything that says we can't provide exemplary service, and we can't manage an abundance of clients, an abundance of new ideas and new energies coming our way. We let go of any thoughts that say we are limited beings in what we can handle, and we allow the new abundance, the new clients, the new energies to flow in. We allow their distinct gift to flow into us. We say yes, and so it is. So start tapping, even though I have a belief that I can only handle so many people, so many clients, so many things all at once, that I'm limited in what I can allow in, that I'm limited in what I can pay attention to. I'm willing to consider the possibility that I have expansive resources, I have expansive energy, I have expansive ability to manage far more than I think I can. I'm willing to take a look at how to do that, what that would look like, how that would feel. I'm willing to explore the idea of creating more in my life. I'm willing to explore the idea of creating more business in my life, more clients in my life, more money in my life, more people, more energy, more joy, more flow. Part of me gets a little scared at times when I think about it. It feels exciting, but it also feels a little scary. It can feel a little overwhelming if I allow it. If I don't know that on all levels, I have this covered, I've got this, I can do this, I have what it takes. If I don't allow myself that knowledge, but instead keep it locked up inside that space of possibility, if I keep that locked up, I'm willing to expand beyond what I know myself to be and how I know myself to be able to create, to be able to manage, to be able to handle. Because I know that as I learn how to create new things, I will do better and better. I will get more and more able to do things. I will understand more and more. I will get better skills at handling multiple clients, and they will flow in with ease. I will get better inviting them in. Even though I think I have to be perfect in order to get my right clients, or have my clients like me or come back, I'm willing to see that this is a story. It is not the truth. It is instead a story. I'm willing to see that I am running stories all the time about what I'm capable of, about what I can do, about what's possible. And I am willing to let go of the stories that limit me and open up to the possibility of infinity, of whatever it is I want. I'm willing to say yes to more. More clients, more life, more ideas, more abundance, more organization, more structure, more marketing, more marketing fun, more willingness to reach out, more willingness to be seen, more willingness to allow in. I am open and willing to receive more. I call it in. I say yes to it. I say yes. Let's do this. Bring it. I'm willing. I know that at the deepest level, I do not have to be perfect. I can have my times of vulnerability, my times of illness, my times of frustration, my times of loss, and I can have clients. They are not mutually exclusive. I can trust the divine. I can trust the universe. I can trust the timing. And I am willing to set my business up so that it is supported completely by the structures I have in place, by the systems I have in place. It is set up to support me. This allows more in, and it allows more ease, more organization, more clients. I can receive more. I can receive more. I call in my clients, and I know that I can support them, each and every one. I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for knowing that I am the one who can help you in this way. You are welcome here. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, Divine Ones, have a beautiful afternoon. Thank you for being here live on the call. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same channel, different topic, but similar, right? Because it's all our stuff. All right, have a beautiful afternoon, everybody. Go get your Divine On. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.